Track 41. Tata Steel.
Tata Steel's managing director, Dr. Irani, quickly realized that whereas in the West there is more provision for those who are made redundant in the form of Social Security, he had a special responsibility to his own employees. So he first spent almost a year convincing his people of the need for right-sizing the company. Then, working in partnership with the workers' union, he developed what he called the Early Separation Scheme, or ESS. Within the terms of the ESS, those under 40 years of age who took voluntary early retirement would get their full salary for the rest of their working lives, and older workers would get 20 to 50% more than their full salary. Furthermore, if they died before reaching retirement age, their families would be paid their salaries for the remaining years. Irani's generosity to his employees looked like madness, and when an Indian industrialist heard about the scheme, he sent him a note saying, "You either have too much money or not enough brains." But Irani knew exactly what he was doing, for the amount the workers who voluntarily left the company got paid remained constant. Had they stayed, it would have gone up annually, and by saving on the extra payroll, tax, and pension plan contributions, Tata Steel's labor costs declined immediately. Tata ran 40 ESS schemes over the next decade. As a result, by 2004, the workforce had been reduced by 30,000. But Irani went even further. Instead of offering guaranteed jobs to the children of loyal employees, he began to offer them training at the newly set up R.D. Tata Technical Institution. If he could not offer the next generation employment, he could at least increase their employability. And for those who left the company, there was free financial advice and career counseling. Tata is now a textbook case of humane human resource management and a model corporate culture. And this, together with a $1 billion investment, has made Tata Steel the highly efficient, globally competitive firm it is today.